Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why, your special. This is the arena where we stop blaming the story we were handed and we start taking massive responsibility for the one we're actually living. Because the truth is, a lot of people aren't stuck because they're incapable. They're stuck because they've been running the same internal program for so long, they think it's them. But God did not create you to live bound by patterns that you did not choose. You were created with the ability to renew your mind, to change, and to become. So if you've ever felt like you're fighting yourself, this conversation is definitely going to speak to you. Today's guest is actually a friend. This is Sean Murphy. He doesn't teach motivation. He teaches how to rewrite the way you're wired. I cannot say that like five times fast. So, Sean, thank you so much for your time and doing this today. Welcome to the hot seat. I launch everybody kind of from the same starting point. Like, give me your elevator pitch and tell me what makes you special, darling.
Well, in the next 30 seconds, you're going to have a decision to make. Do you want more of what you want or less of what you don't? And if you have any hesitation, if you have any delay in that, your old programming jumps right to the top because we were wired with shame. We knew shame before we knew our words, before we knew our name. And the reason we do is because we were told, don't do that. You're not good enough. Be seen, not heard. Be heard, be seen, not heard. Do all of these things. So in these 30 seconds, you have a decision to make. Am I willing to adjust my identity and take a step up, or am I going to listen to the old voice and continue to be who I am?
Well, that was it. That wraps up the whole show. You guys figure it out right there because he already brought the truth to you. No, but that's perfect, and I get that. And even working through the programs, shame still tends to try to bring its little self into my business. You talk about people. You're talking about people that are running the program. That's what's coming back. Can you explain to my listeners, like, what does that actually mean in real life? Like, you're telling someone you're running an old program. Can you elaborate on that a little
Sure,
bit?
absolutely. So I'm a certified brain trainer. I'm a neuroencoding specialist. I'm a self-talk specialist. I'm an addiction to approval specialist, all trained in all of these areas of the brain. And when I'm speaking of the old program, there's something in the brain called the DMN, the default mode network. It means that we respond, well, let me put it this way. Yourself, my love, and everyone else who's listening. If I talk to any of your friends and I gave them a scenario, could they predict how you're going to respond? If you're get cut off by a car, if you somebody doesn't like you on social media, you find a new follower, which is a new hater, right? And you respond accordingly. Then the question is that where did that program come from? That is the program I'm speaking of. It happens at a subconscious level, it happens at an unconscious level, and in psychology, it's called your default mode network. So we all run the old program where ego steps in and says, I don't do that. My mentor would say to me, you're right, I'm rich, let's move on.
Is it kind of the same part of our brain that, like, you drive home and you don't remember how you got there? Like, you just are like, dang, I don't even remember the drive, but I'm in my driveway.
Absolutely. That's part of the default mode network that says, I'm in one of the most dangerous situations I could ever be in, yet I recognize the pattern because the brain looks for two things. Will this kill me or how fast could I recognize the pattern? How many of us have ever turned, since Brandon brought it, how many of us have ever turned on the radio when it's raining really hard so we could see better? Yeah,
Or when
that's
you're trying to
exactly
find
it, the default mode network.
trying to find directions, like trying to find the address on the house, I'm like, everybody be quiet right now. And I turn the
Yeah.
radio down and I'm like, is that the number? Is that 2241?
It proves also that we can't multitask. Now, that one's going to get a lot of people ticked off, but you cannot multitask. That's the proof.
No, I totally believe that. Sean, I want to ask you, because we all have the voice. I think we all have it. I read somewhere that some people don't have a voice, and I just don't. That can't be true to me. So I feel like we all have this voice. But when did you first realize the voice in your head wasn't actually you?
Well, when I look back, the biggest change that happened in my life is at 14. Something very emotional, traumatic happened. Nothing physical. It was all a situation that happened inside of our family. And it was at that moment I made a decision to look at my thoughts. I chose at that on that day, some for lots of years ago, to never have another bad day. And what happens is if we've ever said, oh my God, why do I keep saying that? I'm so stupid. When you understand the archetypes that Jung talked about, Carl Jung talked about, he taught it, called it shadow work. That voice that's in your head that says, oh man, why am I so stupid? Why does this always happen to me? It proves we're not our thoughts. If you ever have had the monkey mind, can't go to sleep, you're restless, man, my mind was just going nuts. It was a voice of conversations that weren't in the present moment. So yeah, we all have it. Now there is a small percentage of a group. It's about 0.2% of people who do not have that voice, and they are literally diagnosed in psychology and in the mind as schizophrenic. They do not have that voice. Everyone else does. Sorry to let you in on that little secret.
Yeah. No. Well, at least okay, you're telling me it's real that those people really don't have it, that they're unicorns. That's incredible. I couldn't imagine. And you're talking about the sleepless nights. Last night was that night for me, out of nowhere. I clock my sleep like a crazy person. I try to get that high sleep rating. Yeah, for some reason last night, no matter what I did, I couldn't turn it off. And
So
I'm like,
I'll ask you a question. Did
yeah.
you have a good day yesterday?
It was not good or bad. It was just a day.
Okay, so that's why you went crazy last night. You're kind of an extreme person. If you ever get to see this beautiful person in person, you'll see she's not over the top. She's intense. She's extreme. And what she just told me, right, as a neuroencoding specialist, that you had a it wasn't a good, it wasn't a bad. So you had to find some place to make it an extreme. And you couldn't sleep last night.
I'm not a fan of that part of myself always. Okay, not always, because it made for a rough morning, right? Like, wow, the sun came up really fast. I feel like I took a little nappy nap. But okay, let's get back into this.
Okay.
How much, Sean, how much of who people are is actually that conditioning or programming someone else's voice versus the truth?
Most people are going to be shocked with this. Now, my research over 40 years shows it's about 90% is not us, right? It's cultural, it's religious, it's environmental, it's social, it's family, it's location, right? If I were to ask you, do people in the South talk different than people in the North? Yeah, that's location, that's cultural. And we wind up with these certain things. So about 90% of what you believe was never your original choice.
No, I would agree that that's kind of a tough thing to unpack, because I even caught myself as a parent, like teaching something that my dad would have said, and they asked me why, and I'm like, I don't know. My dad said so, you know? And so there was a point too when I, doing a lot of the deep work and working on healing my nervous system, that I had to actually write this down and say, like, who said this? Like, where did this come from? And so it's a lot of unpacking to sort through. I would say a lot of bullshit, a lot of other people's things, and a lot of other influences and stories that kind of resonated in a specific moment. So it's a lot to unpack. It is. What's the
It is,
first
and you
step for
said
someone
something
to
very
do?
important. It's called deep self-introspection. And most of us won't have the time for it. The reason why most people have challenges meditating is because they're meditating, and as soon as the thoughts show up, it's all of the thoughts of the past. And since we are shame mechanisms, we're wired by shame, we find all of the reasons why we shoot, why we're wasting time, why we can't do this. I think you've even told this to me. If I ask you 10 things you don't like about yourself, 10 things you love about yourself, you'd be like, cha, damn, I don't know.
I've flipped that script a little bit. I think I'm in that position where I flipped it. I'm taking ownership of
And
that, and it's not
people will go,
easy.
oh, well, that's crazy. And especially for women, because women's brains or men's brains are totally different. When you do something for yourself, typically, if when I ask women in my audiences, if you do something for yourself, what are your good girlfriend's going to say, or the ones who are a little jealous, oh, you're a little selfish. I'd offer you to become self-full, and that's where you're at now. And that's the simple switch. That's why you could name 10 things you love about what you're doing. It's why you're on these podcasts. It's why you have, I don't know, 72 books now. How many books do you
Yeah.
have?
Just five. Number
Just
six is sitting on
five.
my hard drive, weighing on me. I feel the energy from my computer, like, hey, I'm still here. You know that, right? So, yeah, it's
I love it.
It's there. Why do you think that? Because this is what I know to be true. So many conversations I have, and I'm getting to have multiple conversations a day, and I still see their stuckness. Like I see it, they're not saying it. They think they're on the other side of it, and I really see that stuckness. And like I can feel that they want more. Why are people still staying stuck even when they know and can acknowledge that they want more?
Well, because they haven't been given permission by the emotion that's holding them back. And the emotion that's holding them back is the fear of embarrassment. Now, I say this to say, most people, if I ask who's going to be jealous of your success, people go, nobody. I go, I bet I could name a dozen.
Yeah.
And it would be your mom. Don't embarrass me. If you do, if imagine if you made more money than your mom or your dad. Do you know how
Yeah.
embarrassing that is to your parents? Those people that raised you, you loved, you cared for. And people, well, that's not true. This is the subconscious programming that's happened, right?
Yep.
Don't embarrass me. So it's friend, it's people of influence is the reason why they won't move forward. They don't have a new story. You had to redevelop yourself. You created this new story. The reason you're on the other side is because you came up with a new story. And most people are afraid of the new story because soon as they tell it, who can they tell it to? They tell it to the people who know their old story. Here's proof. Anybody ever say to you, have you lost your mind? Let me
Every
unpack
day.
that for you. The reason they say, have you lost your mind? It's not that you lost your mind. Listen carefully. It's that they lost you in their mind. This story they have of you does not make sense. The brain does a phenomenon known next, called nexting. I can predict what you're going to do. If you can finish people's sentences, if you can help them with what they're looking, you know, that thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that thing. And you're like, so this idea of the brain is nexting. And when I say, have you lost your mind? What you're saying is I can't find you in my mind. What the hell are you doing? How am I
Yeah.
supposed to know who you are if you don't play the program running in my head? So
Right.
then we get blamed. And to make them happy, we go back to our old patterns.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And I think that's one of the things that has really resonated with me. This is my 3rd year in the Bible, and every time I read about it, how Jesus never really preached at home, I'm like, I get that because my kids are getting older. I'm not the same person. And so every time there is a conversation about this version of me, I can recognize their experience, but like I'm not that person. And there's no hesitation because I realize that old story is not serving me. No matter how scary it is to do that next scary thing, if where you are, like Sean said in the beginning, if you want more of where you are, stay. Like don't change anything. That's you're doing exactly what you want. And it is what you want when you make the choice. What you're not changing, you're choosing. What do you think that people misunderstand when it comes to mindset work?
So the biggest thing they miss out is the fact that it's some of the most difficult work you will ever do working on yourself. It's some of the easiest work you can make it as if you do daily repetition. We have on average 80,000 thoughts. Queensland University says we have on average 6,000 thoughts. I think their research showed Queensland University in Canada said the 6,000 thoughts are new thoughts. That means 70,000 thoughts are repetitive. Here's the thing about that. If 70,000 thoughts are repetitive, science shows that 80% of those are exactly the same thoughts we had from the day before. And of those 58,000 thoughts, 90% of those are not in our favor. So we have 50, it's a math problem. When I sit down with clients and students and CEOs and CMOs and moms and dads who want more in their life, I say this, we have to work on the math problem. How many days old are you? And how many times have you had 55,000 negative thoughts that are not in your favor? Do the math. Now, you think that you're going to read a book and you're going to write down a quote, you're going to do black gra I'm going to do my gratitude. Absolutely believe in it, but you're going to do it for one day and you think a miracle's going to happen?
Yeah.
Come on. This is not the five fish and the five loaves of bread and the three fish or whatever
Right.
you're not going to create the miracle until Jim Rohn's favorite word, until there's a turning point.
No, I absolutely love that. And I that's what this show, this whole message of like people think it's easy, and that's where I got caught up in the beginning of my journey, because you think, you unpack this thing and you heal it and you work on it and you think it's done. And then it comes and it just knocks the wind out of you, and you're like, wait, I thought I healed that. You did, but now this version of you needs to heal it too. And then, like, I've realized every version of myself is going to still try to rewrite, like, just try to continue to bring it, because it's generational. Like, this is DNA we're talking about. Scientifically, there's just a lot going on, and it is not the flip of a switch. And I think we both agree on motivation, that it is a fleeting mistress. Okay. That, you're right. People get excited and they're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. This book is awesome. They read the book, they put the book down, they wake up the next day and there they are. Everything's the same. They make the same choices. They go to the same place in the kitchen. They grab the same cup. Like, you do the same stuff. What actually, because it's not motivation, what is actually going to create the lasting changes?
So a couple of things. One, what you described is a phenomenon known in the brain. It's called intentional blindness. Our reticular activating system, the RAS, it is so programmed to look for what we need to look for. If I've gone to the drawer and said, "Honey, Michelle, where's the spoon?" She's like, "It's in the drawer. I just took it out." I'm like, "It's not in there." She goes, "Oh,
Yeah.
for the love of God, you guys are idiots." She opens the drawer and there it is. It's this phenomenon A of intentional blindness. We can't see what we're looking for. And that really sucks if we can't see what we haven't programmed for sure. So there's the reticular activating system, the RAS in the brain. Our daily intentions, the moment you come to consciousness, your brain is looking for something to say, who am I? And everything that ran from yesterday, it proved, okay, I'm in my bed. I'm in everything I recognize. And if that's the case, then the brain says we can only run the programs that we recognize. Which isn't where you're going, it's where you've been. So when I ask people to tell me their goals, they come up with the first thing, and you've had this happen where people go, "Well, I tr no, 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 don't tell me where you've been. Tell me where you're going. Don't tell me what happened, because I can't help you with that. I can only help you with where you're going." So the biggest challenge people have is this identity. Who do you choose to be today? It's a simple choice. Sadhguru says, a Indian guru, right? He says, choose joy or choose misery. In the Bible, it says, can you imagine this cheat code in the Bible? I set before you life and death. You all know the rest of that? It gives you the cheat code. It says, choose life. Are you, what? Choose, what? Why would we need that? Because we have been given free will, and the free will has been adapted and adopted and overrun and ruled by all of the people around us who have caused our will to not be so free.
And I would say it's, that choice that you get to make every day. Like, if you look at the big picture, you guys, I know you're listening and you're like, I want to choose life. Like, Sean pumps you up, right? You're like, I want to choose life. I say just choose one thing tomorrow or even today, like one thing that can change, who you are in this moment, or how you feel, or even your perception of everything that you're surrounded by. I think gratitude plays a huge part in choosing life or death. You can wake up and be a victim. Oh my gosh, my alarm didn't go off. I'm late. The kids are freaking out. Or, wow, I got to snuggle my kid for a couple extra minutes. Now let's, kids, we're gonna have a race. Like, it's your, you get to create. You are a creator. We are co-creating everything. And it's not, you don't eat the elephant in one big bite. I'm saying just think of one little habit you can change. One little thing a day.
Could we give them a hack?
Yeah, give him a
Okay.
hack, please.
So one is breath, right? We all know that breathing. So take a bit. So I want, and this is going to sound weird. I want everybody to think about a challenge. I want you to feel about a challenge you currently have, whether it's your money problems, it's the beginning of the month. I'm not sure when you're listening to this, could be the end of the month. Maybe, do you have any money issues? Do you have any business issues? I want you to just think of where there's a slight problem. I don't want you to go too deep in it, but I want you to get the feeling, because I'm going to show you how to shift that feeling like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a breath, and then you're going to say this phrase up with that thought in your mind. I want you to become fully aware of it, and then we're going to take a breath. And on the exhale, I want you to say, "And I love that." I want you to feel the shift. Most people feel the shift in their solar plexus, in their doing chakra. right? You may feel it in your sacral chakra, your loving chakra. I want you to do that a couple of times, and it's going to feel, oh my God, it feels so weird. That's neuroencoding.
Yeah.
If you take a problem that is not in the room, because I've had arguments with people who weren't in my room. It's just that son of a, I can't, are they in the room? Soon as you say, and I love that, doesn't mean you do. It's simply changing the frequency, the filter through which you see it, so you can now take an action on it. Because I'll do more things I love than things I regret, things I despise, things that aggravate me.
Yes.
If you're somebody that's got to get pushed to the wall to have a response, you're in the fight or flight method. Your cortisol is through the roof. It takes you 6 months to calm down. You're the person that goes on vacation, comes home and goes, I need another vacation.
Yes.
So that is the thing. Take a big breath and on the exhale, say, and I love that. And just listen. Give yourself just a second of space. Because here's what I do know. Any problem you have, if you want to go into comparison, I can find something 1,000 times worse. And you go, I'd rather this problem.
Yeah. I think a lot of people take that for granted, that your problem is what someone else probably wishes they had at this moment. Break down NESS for us.
Neuroenergetic self-sculpting. So it's a program of 40 years in creation.
Yeah.
It's things that we all do. It's a combination of technologies of neurosquared harmonics. That's center focus, center language, left ear, right ear. It's a variety of binaural beats and different tones. What it's really designed to do is that you're the only one who can fix you. Everything you buy, everything you attend, everything you do. If you've ever asked the word how, I want you to write this down. How, H-O-W, equals human.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that? You're going to have to upgrade your humanity. Do something. How did they do that? You wonder, how did they do that? We think it's strategy. It's actually their humanness being revealed. So if you want more, you first got to decide what does more look like. Imagine going to Starbucks and go, coffee. 97 choice. I can't order at Starbucks. I get nervous. I break out in a sweat. I like caramel macchiato. Is the macchiato the big one? Is the grande the big one or the little one? What is the venti?
Right.
Oh my God, just I'll have a black coffee, please.
Exactly.
You have unlimited choices.
Yeah.
Right? So NESS is the ability for you to begin to access at the pace you're comfortable with and hopefully a little uncomfortable with to push yourself. That will allow you to have more of what you want in this lifetime and not the next. Because I don't know. Listen, the best I could hope for is come back as one of my dogs. That would be like a blessing. Other than that, I don't know. I might not have it so good the next time around.
Yeah.
So that's NESS, neuro-energetic self-sculpting. It's all about you taking care of you. It's not about being programmed with something else. Because what I do, and we've talked about this, is personal undevelopment, right? Michelangelo, how you make it a statue, David? I chippy away everything, not David. NESS
yeah.
chips away everything, not you.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think humanity itself is missing a lot because so many people are just not themselves. Like if you just get down to the basic core of who the hell you are, like every step, every decision in that, then light shines a lot brighter. Like it, and life gets easier. I think people are so afraid, but the most freeing thing for me is to just, I wake up and there's no pressure. I don't have to perform. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to fake it. I'm like, how can I be the most me? That is the easiest decision you will ever make. So why the hell is it so scary for them to really figure that out? Like, easiest decision, easiest, you know, I don't have to decide anything. I don't have to figure things out. I just show up as myself, you know, and move forward. You know, what does it look like for people to actually undevelop?
Well, the key is we live by labels and labels are racist. Hang on. You have a label called mom. I'll never have the label called mom. I can't
yeah.
do what mom does. In the identity of it, if you called me a mom, that doesn't even make sense. You're calling me something I'm not.
Yeah.
Not the majority of people, a huge majority of people have all of these labels that they confuse as titles. Right? You got to go. I got to go. I'm the I'm the camp mom, the summer camp mom. I'm the brownie school, brownie troop mom. I'm the shuttle mom. I'm the soccer mom. I'm the
Yeah.
what hap what are you above all of those titles? And what you
Yeah.
said is, I'm joy. I'm performance. I'm energy. The reason most people get stuck in this is they're trying to manage time. FYI, you can't manage time. You can
No.
only manage energy in time. And if you learn how to be in control of your energy, how often do you check in on your frequency? Most people do it once every 2 decades.
Wow.
Right? The average person, if you did it twice a day, my students do it once an hour. They got to send me a text, yes or no. Am I,
Wow.
did I move closer or farther away? And the reason you want, you'll be like, oh my God, that hour went fast.
Yeah.
How could it go fast if you're creating memories? It goes fast when you're creating nightmares. So
Yeah.
that's the big issue, is that we operate in these titles versus this energy of the best mom ever, the best
Yeah.
wife ever, the frequency even above that. Right? My goal is to leave a legacy of 600 generations. That's 2,400 years, because there's two times we die. They put us in the ground, and the last time our name is mentioned. If we were working for how long will our name be mentioned? Not from an ego standpoint, from an impact, a powerful positive impact that we leave in this world, this frequency. That's where your shift happened. You're like, I'm not all. I'm gonna go leave a mark. And that's what you're doing. And I'm honored to be a part of that mark, to be a little pencil spot on that mark today.
Well, you're definitely part of the positive influence in my life to get my shit together. I just want to say there's a handful of people like Sean, that I wouldn't be here without conversations that we've had or like planted seeds or, just any of that. And I think everybody has that. Everybody has a Sean. Everybody has these people. It's are you willing to open up and actually see that they're right in front of you? And I think, this part of legacy, and it's what I've always adored about you, and it is important to me, because otherwise, what was your purpose? We want to come here, okay? We want to have a human experience. We chose this, y'all. I chose my mom. I knew exactly what she was going to do to me. I knew what she was going to decide, and I was like, Jesus, I'll remember who the hell I am. You just watch me. Right? Stubborn Brandon was probably stubborn up there too. And I'm like, hell yeah, I could do this. Challenge accepted. Y'all don't realize that you came here for that experience, because it's cool to feel great all the time. Or is it? You know what I'm saying? I think we all just were a little bored of perfection. And we're like, hey, let's go get messy. Let's go get our hearts broken. Let's go cause trouble. Let's rebel against these systems. Let's all these things we want to do. And you've all these people, like, you come here, and what are you doing with your time? How, what are people going to say about you? It breaks my heart, because I think about the generations behind me and I'm like, what did my mom or my grandma do to leave an impact? What are they doing? What are they doing? And there's no answer for that. They're waiting to die. Like, that's a very, I literally am telling you guys, like, I spoke to my mom the other day, and my grandma has tons of health issues, and I'm just like, what is going on? Like, she just is waiting to die. That's all. There's no impact. There's no trying to reach people. There's no, like, I want everybody to step into their potential. And I think that was the experience I chose, so I would be the voice of, like, find your potential. Remember who you are at your core. We all have that. I'm not special because of that. Sean's not special because of that. It's that we all were in the arena. We've all got our ass kicked, and we still choose. Right. So I'm saying right now, you're listening to this, and you guys know I sometimes just want to shake you, because I'm like, you have this. Like, what? Ask yourself, really, like, what is your legacy going to be? Are you just waiting to die? Because you wasted a whole opportunity of, yeah, heartbreak, but you only know heartbreak because you know absolute love. Yeah, a little frustration, but you know frustration because you know what joy and peace are. And you get to create that. So anyway, I don't know why I went on a rant. This is Sean's episode, you guys. This is
No,
Sean's episode.
we needed to hear that, because
Yeah.
in a couple of things. One, I set before you life and death. What if we change it to I set before you positive and negative? Choose
Yeah.
positive.
Right.
In the book Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, they
I
ask,
love
why
that.
is the devil, why do we even need you? He says, because I'm half of every atom. Every atom is positive and negative. I'm half of everything. The challenge is, why do you control so much? Because people have not made a decision to stay on the positive side of the street. So you have a choice. And birds of a feather flock together. There's a good chance if you're not the highest energy in the room, you're probably right there average with everybody else. You don't get too far out of line and you don't go too deep if people look up to you. We're asking you to drop that weight of average. And you've got to start to hang around some people like Brandon and get around and read her books and do the things because we need you. My great grandchildren need you, the listener, right now, because they ain't never going to listen to me, right? Jesus didn't preach at home.
Yep,
They're not
exactly.
going to listen to me. Thousands of hours of YouTube videos. They're never going to watch one.
Nope.
We need you. We honestly, right now, and we can't wait for tomorrow. We need you today to do that small, little, tiny thing that is going to push you and say, gosh, I don't know. If you don't know, reach out to me. Send me a text. Send Brandon a text. Just say, hey, listen, is it okay if I become more of me? And I promise you, we'll go, oh, hell yes.
Please. Please. Well, if someone feels stuck, we are coming up on our time here. So, I want you to answer this question for them because we have a listener right now that is just, feeling totally stuck in their identity. What is the first move they need to make right now?
Okay, so if they draw a little triangle on your paper, there's three things I'll give you. One is physiology. You're going to have to move your body, right? On one of the verticals, that's at the very bottom. That's the base, physiology. Vertical left is focus. What are you focused on? The good or the bad? And then the right side is language and meaning. So here's what Joseph McClendon III would say. Attitude. Shake your hips. If you're sitting in the chair right now, if you're driving in the car, listen to this. Just go ahead, shake your hips. Brandon, let me see you shake your hips. I want to see you shake them hips. You see what it's doing? It's moving, it's changing her whole body. This is called
All of
attitude.
it.
You move your body, it'll change everything. The second thing is, what am I focusing on? Am I focusing on what I don't have or what I could have? And then the language and meaning. What is the language you're using? Is it negative? Is it? And this is the self-introspection Brandon was talking about earlier. Just in a 30-second window, you can change everything. So that would be the thing. If you're stuck, get up, put on your favorite song. That's the first thing I'll ask people who show up on one of my calls and they're in a state of depression. I go, what's your favorite song? I don't have any. I go, yeah, but if you did, and they say, when's the last time you listened? Oh, it's been a month. Put it on now. Or I'll go on to Spotify and I'll play it. And you can hear their voice change. Music will change you. Shaking your booty will change you. You can flap your hands and do all of that. Shake your booty. There's something about the booty that just does it. So that would be my suggestion.
That's amazing. How can people work with you? Where can they find you?
They can go to SeanGMurphy.com. You can email me, SeanGMurphyNow@gmail, or you can send me a text, 469-834-9063. 469-834-9063. Why would I give that out? Because the majority of you, the 100% of you that would really want to have a conversation, only about 2% of you will be in a place where you go, I'm just going to do it. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I'm going to do it. So that's why I can give that out. There's thousands of people around the world who have it. I hope you're one of the ones that use it.
Oh, that is beautiful. Sean, this is the part of the show where I, for whatever it's worth, get to tell you what I think makes you special. It is not just that you understand how people get stuck. It's that you have lived what it looks like to break out of it. You didn't follow the traditional path. You didn't stay in the identity you were handed. You questioned it, you rebuilt it, and now you're helping other people do the same. And I think the idea of this legacy that you're leaving and the fact that I can attest to this personally for the way you touch people and that you leave an imprint that is a forever imprint. I would never forget my friend Sean, okay? I think that is incredibly valuable. I think it's powerful. I think it's disruptive in a world that really needs it. And just you becoming more of you and then sharing that makes you incredibly special to everyone listening. Right, Sean says it. You don't have to stay where you've been. Okay? God gave you the ability to renew your mind, not stay trapped in old patterns. So you can choose differently, you can think differently, you can love differently. I'm calling you to be aware, to be intentional. It makes you magnetic. And please remember, this is me shaking you in my head. Your mess right now is your message. Even the patterns, yes, even the conditioning, even the parts of you that you've been trying to outgrow, that is where your voice comes from. And if you've been filling that pool to use your voice, to share your story, to actually say the shit that matters for your legacy, you do not wait until it's perfect. I created a podcast support group for you. It's a place where you can start real, stay consistent, and actually build something meaningful without overthinking it. Okay, so if that's been on your heart, please come join me. It is a free group. I spill all the tea. In fact, my coach is very pissed off that I have that group, you guys, because I'm not charging thousands of dollars for thousands of dollars of value. So please don't prove him right. Okay, prove him wrong and come and get the value and do something with it. If this episode hit, you guys, you know people that Sean and I will never be able to reach, ever, no matter how hard we tried. And I think it's incredibly selfish if you keep the show to yourself. I'm asking you kindly, please share. Please share it with someone who needs it, whether you think they do or not. Okay, I promise they do. Just share it with as many people as you can. Leave a review. You can tag us in the show. Sean's on the socials too. And if you guys are ready for the hot seat, please come tell me why you're special. Sean, thank you so much. You're amazing as always.
I love you. Thank you for all you do. And for those that might forget to say thank you, my love, thank you from all
Yeah,
of them.
of course.